Top Verizon Promo Codes and Deals, November 2025. In November 2025, Verizon offers various promo codes and deals for customers. The telecommunications giant, known as the Network America Relies On, boasts a 4G LTE network covering 99% of the U.S. and a rapidly expanding 5G network. Customers can save big on new smartphone models, including free devices with new plan signups. Verizon also provides discounts on home internet, entertainment bundles, and special offers for students, military, teachers, and nurses. Stay updated for more deals without needing a Verizon promo code. MetaQuest promo codes, $50 off, November 2025. Looking for discounts on MetaQuest products? Look no further. Meta offers direct discounts on Quest headsets, accessories, and games. The budget-friendly Quest 3S is currently $50 off, priced at $250. Refurbished Quest 3 units are available for $380. Ray-Ban Meta glasses are discounted to $239. Students and teachers can get a 10% discount through the Education Purchase Program. Referral links can earn you and a friend $30 in Quest cash. Financing options start at $19.99 per month. Upgrade your VR experience today. 60% HP discount codes and coupons November 2025. In November 2025, HP is offering various discount codes and coupons for their products. From high-end gaming monitors like the HP Omen Transcend 32 to budget-friendly 27-inch 1080p monitors, there's something for everyone. New customers can get a $20 discount on orders over $65 by signing up for the HP newsletter. Students, teachers, and military personnel can enjoy up to 40% off on laptops, desktop PCs, printers, and accessories. HP's gaming laptops and desktops are also included in the discounts, with options for both budget-conscious and high-performance users. Chris Sacca's VC firm is raising a second nuclear fusion fund. Chris Sacca's venture firm, Lower Carbon Capital, is raising a second fund to support nuclear fusion energy startups. The firm, known for backing leading fusion startup Commonwealth Fusion Systems, raised a $250 million fusion-focused fund in 2022. Fusion believers, including prominent climate VCs like Vinod Khosla, are optimistic about the commercial viability of fusion energy. While recent advances show promise, building fusion reactors remains costly. Sacca's new fund is expected to exceed the first fund's size, according to Bloomberg sources. Tesla to begin Cybercab production in April, Musk claims. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that production of the Cybercab, an autonomous electric vehicle without pedals or a steering wheel, will start in April at the Austin, Texas factory. Shareholders approved a compensation package for Musk worth up to $1 trillion. Musk claims the Cybercab is optimized for low-cost autonomous driving and production will begin next year. Despite skepticism, Musk remains confident in mass production and deployment of the Cybercab, thanking Waymo for paving the way. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package. Tesla shareholders have approved a $1 trillion pay package for CEO Elon Musk to be fully implemented by 2035 if financial and production targets are met. Musk could gain control of 25% of the company, up from 12%. The move was supported by over 75% of shareholders. To achieve its goals, Tesla must excel in industries beyond electric cars, including autonomous driving and robotics. Musk also announced plans for the Cybercab and expanding the robo-taxi service. Accel backs Uber rival Rapido as Prosus boosts stake. Accel has invested in Rapido, an Indian ride-hailing platform rivaling Uber, as Prosus increases its stake. TVS Motor sold its entire holding in Rapido for $2.88 billion to Accel and Prosus MIH Investments, securing a return of over 152% in 3 years. Founded in 2015, Rapido competes with Uber, Ola, and InDrive, offering bike taxis, auto rickshaw, car, and courier services. Accel's backing signals a return to India's ride-hailing sector, with talks ongoing for a new funding round. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package. Tesla shareholders have approved a $1 trillion pay package for CEO Elon Musk, with over 75% supporting the plan. Musk will not receive the $1 trillion immediately, but stands to earn billions by achieving company milestones. The package includes 12 tranches tied to operational and profit goals. Shareholders were urged to vote in favor to give Musk more control over Tesla. The previous pay plan was rejected by a court, and Tesla has appealed the decision. Laud Institute announces first batch of Slingshots AI grants. The Laud Institute has unveiled its inaugural batch of Slingshots grants, dedicated to advancing artificial intelligence research and development. This program serves as an accelerator for researchers, offering vital resources like funding, compute power, and engineering support. Recipients commit to delivering a final work product, such as a startup or open source code base. The initial group consists of 15 projects, with a strong emphasis on AI evaluation challenges. Notable projects include Terminal Bench and Arc AGI, alongside innovative ventures like Formula Code and BizBench. Additionally, new approaches to reinforcement learning and model compression are being explored. John Boda Yang, co-founder of StubUE Bench, is leading the Code Clash initiative, which aims to evaluate code through competitive frameworks. Meta estimates that it earns 10% of its revenue from scams, report says. Meta is estimated to earn 10% of its revenue from scams, as reported by Reuters. Last year, the company projected that $16 billion of its annual revenue would come from fraudulent advertisements on its apps. Documents reveal a failure to protect users from ads promoting illegal activities. Meta has a system to detect potential scams, but deactivates accounts only if 95% sure of fraud. Despite this, Meta claims to have reduced scam ads by 58% in the last 18 months. Sam Altman says OpenAI has $20 ARR and about $1.4 trillion in data center commitments. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman revealed that the company is on track to surpass $20 billion in annual revenue by the end of the year, with $1.4 trillion in data center commitments over the next 8 years. Altman addressed recent controversy but also outlined future plans, including an enterprise offering, consumer devices, robotics, and scientific discovery. Additionally, OpenAI is considering becoming a cloud computing provider. Altman mentioned potential funding sources such as equity sales or loans to support these ambitious goals. Google to buy carbon credits from massive Amazonian reforestation project. Google has revealed its plan to purchase 200,000 metric tons of carbon removal from Mombac, a Brazilian forest restoration company. This initiative involves acquiring farmland in the Amazon for reforestation. The deal was facilitated through the Symbiosis Coalition, supported by Google, McKinsey, Meta, Microsoft, and Salesforce. This coalition aims to establish a market for nature-based carbon removal projects. While such projects face challenges like wildfire risks, they offer benefits like aquifer replenishment and biodiversity support. Google will utilize its DeepMind Perch AI to assess the biodiversity advantages of this endeavor. Amazon launches an AI-powered Kindle Translate service for ebook authors. Amazon has introduced Kindle Translate, an AI-powered service for authors on Kindle Direct Publishing, starting with English-Spanish and German-English translations. The service is in beta but will expand to more languages. Less than 5% of Amazon titles are in multiple languages, highlighting the potential for AI translations. Authors can preview translations before publishing, but human review may still be necessary for accuracy. Kindle Translate is free for now and integrates with other Amazon programs like KDP Select and Kindle Unlimited. Sam Altman says he doesn't want the government to bail out OpenAI if it fails. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman stated that he doesn't want government bailouts if the company fails, amidst discussions about financing their $1.4 trillion data center buildouts. OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar initially suggested government backing for infrastructure loans, but quickly retracted her statement after backlash. Trump's AI czar David Sachs emphasized that there will be no federal bailout for AI companies. Altman echoed this sentiment, emphasizing that governments should not intervene in business failures. The company aims to generate over $20 billion in annual revenue by 2030 to fund their expansion plans. Sora for Android saw nearly 500,000 installs on its first day. Sora's Android debut was a hit with nearly 470,000 installs on day one, surpassing the iOS launch by 327%. The app, allowing AI-powered video creation, is now available in multiple countries without invite requirements. Despite the iOS app's initial success, Sora remains popular, ranking number 4 on the US App Store. App Figures revised its estimates, showing higher day one iOS downloads and strong interest in the Android version. Sora faces competition from Meta AI, which recently launched in Europe. The 15-inch MacBook Air is $200 off. The 15-inch MacBook Air with the M4 CPU is currently $200 off on Amazon, available in various configurations and colors, including the new sky blue finish. The upgraded M4 processor offers improved performance and supports desired features. It runs quietly, even during intense tasks like gaming. Battery life exceeds 20 hours for video playback. The model features a great keyboard, trackpad, and speakers, suitable for work and play. Discounts apply to all models, with options for memory and storage upgrades. SpaceX's Starlink secures more spectrum and airlines as it passes 8 million customers. SpaceX's Starlink is expanding rapidly, securing $2.6 billion in wireless spectrum licenses from EchoStar, adding to a previous $17 billion deal. With over 8 million global customers, Starlink is gaining traction worldwide. International Airlines Group plans to equip over 500 aircraft with Starlink in-flight internet. This growth is fueled by EchoStar selling spectrum to SpaceX, ending its own satellite plans. Starlink's reach in the aviation industry continues to grow, with partnerships with major airlines like United and Qatar Airways. Meta brings its short-form video feed of AI slop to Europe. Meta has introduced Vibes, a short-form video feed of AI-generated content, to Europe via the Meta AI app. Similar to TikTok or Instagram Reels, every video on Vibes is AI-generated. Users can create and share their own AI videos, personalize their feed, and collaborate with friends on content creation. Despite initial skepticism, Meta is pushing forward with AI-generated content, even as other platforms like YouTube crack down on low-quality AI content. The launch of Vibes marks a significant increase in media generation within the Meta AI app. Subtle Computing's voice isolation models help computers understand you in noisy environments. California-based startup Subtle Computing has developed voice isolation models to capture voices in noisy environments, benefiting voice-based AI products. Companies like Granola, Fireflies, and OpenAI are already using voice transcription solutions. Subtle Computing's model, founded by Stanford alumni, offers personalized voice solutions for users. Qualcomm has selected the startup for its voice and music extension program. The company raised $6 million in seed funding and plans to release a consumer product next year. Italian political consultant says he was targeted with Paragon spyware. Francesco Nicodemo, a left-wing political consultant in Italy, revealed he was targeted with Paragon spyware after receiving a WhatsApp notification in January. Nicodemo questioned why he, a private citizen, was subjected to such surveillance. The spyware scandal in Italy has ensnared various individuals, including journalists, activists, and now Nicodemo. The Italian government and spyware maker Paragon have faced scrutiny, with calls for transparency in their operations. The scope of the scandal continues to widen, prompting concerns about privacy and government surveillance practices.